Mutual affection. I want a girl to hang out with, to kiss and cuddle. As hokey as that sounds, I don't like sex.
I can do it if you want, but I won't feel anything or finish.
I'm leaving town in 3 weeks, so this doesn't have to be a long-term potential. I don't feel like whining, dining, going through the whole dating process. Just simple companionship, nothing more. If you're interested, I can send you pics. Smiley.
Mike W., where are you? Hi, Mike. If you see this, please send me your number again. I lost your phone number. Frowning face. All I have is your picture, some vids, and your email. I hope you see this. I've sent you a couple emails, so check your inbox. Get back to me soon. We need to hook up. The Mike W. I'm looking for is approx 30 years old and lives south of Fond du Lac, closer to the Mayville area, but maybe in the Appleton area 2 days a week for classes. Winky. I know more about you, but would rather not say them on here.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bootylicious. You were at Bay Beach on Monday. The white lady with yoga pants, very stressed yoga pants, the word juicy hanging on for dear life across your backside. You had a really great butt, so big that most white guys wouldn't give it a second look, but I'm not just any white guy. I'm writing this after waking up in a cold sweat, having had a dream, a very intense dream, in which you came over. I was feeding you pizza and a shake, and you would make these noises, just sensual, satisfied, just-fed noises. My heart was beating so fast, all I could think of is where our encounter could lead. Then I awoke, of course, and you were not there. But for those 3 hours I was asleep, you and I were as one, our hearts beating in unison. Oh, how I wished the dream could be reality. I thought you were very pretty for a girl. Put which member of Wilson Phillips you most resemble, so I know it's you. Can't even get through it without laughing.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
I have been racking my brain for a way to show you I am ready and win you back. I want you in my life, whatever the terms are. It is up to you. I'm not as creative with words as you are, but I want to walk around the farmer's market, share secrets, laugh, meet out for drinks, and everything in between. Mm-hmm. I want to do new things with you, like travel and let you cook for me.
I want to do you that favor.
There are so many waterfalls to explore as well. So here's my last attempt. I know that I screwed up before, but I'm ready to show you the attention you deserve for a change. Just give me some sign that you still want me to fight for you. Us.
It's Miss Connection Wednesday on IXX, brought to you by Optivision.
I'll wait to read the title on this one until after I'm done with the body.
All right. All right.
Hi. I enjoyed your company today, Sunday 05/25, when you sat down and chatted with me during lunch. You seemed interested in me, and I'm very interested in you. If you see this post and want to get together, then get back to me and tell me your name so I know it's you. I hope to hear from you. Tilted kilt waitress.
She's very interested in everyone. It's better tips.
I think that's her job.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's a good waitress.
A white girl at Asian buffet eating alone. Hi. I think a few weeks back, not sure the exact date, May 12th or 19th, not sure if it is those dates, but you were sitting in the booth alone and I was the open table to your left. I was in Fond du Lac eating with my coworker at the Asian buffet. He's an older guy with gray hairish and I'm the Asian guy. You had brownish, maybe some blonde thin, and maybe 5'6 or 5'7-ish. You sat next to us eating alone. I think you were eating mostly healthy food, salads, etc., and maybe one plate of Asian food, something else. If you could email me what that was, I know who you are. Would love to know more about you and maybe next time eat with you. Winky. I think it's a long shot, but what the heck, right? It's pretty detailed.
Yeah.
She went to the Asian buffet and only had one plate of Asian food.
Yeah. Odd.
It is.
Although I go to China buffets for the American food. Their pizza's so good.
I got a hankering for that right now.
I know. Yeah. Emily Dean, where you at?
Emily Dean, where you at? Mm-hmm.
Are you guys Chinese buffet buddies?
Yes. Sorry, when you were out, we talked about China buffet repeatedly, nonstop. And all we want to do is eat China buffet. Yes.
Well, let's do it.
I know. Let's
do
go.
It. I know. Let's do it.
Oh. Aaron from the park. I'm now kicking myself, Aaron. We had fun with our daughters yesterday, Wednesday. The lake flies were horrible, but the conversation and picnic kept our minds off of them. If you see this, I'd like to know to do that again. I should have gotten her number. I wasn't bold enough. You went to Point. Grew up in New London. Aaron from the park.
Dude had a whole picnic with her. He never asked her for a number.
The camouflage jogger. To the camouflage jogger. I've seen you twice now down the street while pumping on some hand weights. OMG, jogging and lifting some hand weights. That is badass. That is pure determination. The last time I saw you, you were in a camouflage jacket, and I barely noticed you. Well, because you were camouflaged. Duh. LOL. Yeah. Winky. But anyways, I hope to see you again really, really, really soon, and maybe I will have the courage to talk to you. That is if you're not wearing camouflage again. LOL. And you shouldn't wear camouflage because you won't really be noticed. May I suggest some tight spandex and a bright muscle shirt? OMG, that would be so hot. And you would get noticed for sure. Well, anyways, keep up with that running and weight pumping. You'll be a sexy beast in no time. And if you happen to read this, maybe hit me up. LOL, winky, winky.
Why? Oh, why? Why? Cue the Nancy Kerrigan. Why, oh, why can't someone on here be searching for me? I know someone out there has to want me. Whatever. I'll just cry myself to sleep. Again!
That's it?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have any?
No.
Okay, yeah, good. Because we were sure.
Yeah. No, that's what it is.
Howdy, cowboy. Hey there, Marlboro Man. Yes, you. You know who you are. I saw you a couple weeks ago and I was taken back by your mysterious presence. You were standing outside the KFC. You were leaning up against a post, one knee bent to prop your tantalizing cowboy boot against the concrete post. Your head tipped down, face masked by the tip cowboy hat you had on. I thought, no way. Are my eyes playing tricks on me? I honked, but I'm sure I wasn't the only one who tried to catch your attention. Like a midnight dream, you were gone until I saw you again last week. Same suave giddy up gear. I can't stop thinking about the connection I believe we will have one day. Riding on the beach into the sunset in August on a Monday. Take me away, Marlboro Man. Reply with your favorite side dish and let me ask you. Original or extra crispy?
Standing outside the KFC, looking all hot, huh?
Side dish.
753 WIXX. I believe that's going to do it for another round of Misconnection Wednesday, brought to you by OpDivision.